Item number 19, discussion and possible action on Little Brazos River Bacteria Assessment Staff Edition. Tiffany Warren.
Hi, directors. For those of you who've been around a while, this is a spinoff project from the Brazos Navasota project, which was a watershed assessment project begun in the late 90s, continued through the early 2000s to assess water quality in the central basin and lower basin, specifically looking at a lot of tributaries prior to the introduction of a poultry industry presence in that area. Now what we've come to is there are five streams from that area that are listed on the impaired water body list. As a result for bacteria impairments. And if I can have the first slide, please. Out of that, the Soil Board has approached us and given the, Texas State Soil and Water Conservation Board, for those of you not familiar with the acronym, has awarded us a grant to go back into those five creeks and look further at the bacteria issues and do some further assessment to get a hold on potential sources. Is this a water quality standards issue? Because right now these are very small streams that have a recreational standard applied to them, and they're streams that are of such a quality that you probably couldn't actually swim, fish, or kayak in them. They're very shallow most of the time and are mostly only flowing when they have storm events. To do this work that is needed, it's a very labor-intensive work project out in the field. We were going to hire two additional water quality field technicians. The scope of this project, the Soil Board would like us to start as soon as possible. Currently, these two positions are not in the FY08 budget, but the fortunate thing is that this project will be a 100% reimbursement project, so adding these two positions will result in no net loss for the authority. And that's essentially what I'm going to ask for today, is your permission to go ahead and hire those two positions to on a temporary basis to conduct the work under this grant. If I can have the next slide. This is just a brief scope of what these positions will be doing. They'll be doing some routine monitoring, instantaneous flow data collection, effluent sampling on wastewater plants, some bacteria source tracking activities to identify the source of the bacterias, ground truthing GIS activities, source surveys, some recreational surveys, and some biological habitat monitoring to see if these impairments have resulted in an impact on the fish and the insects in the streams. Are there any questions? Yes, ma'am.
You said you're hiring these on a temporary basis just until the grant runs out?
Yes, unless we've generated another opportunity at that time that we would need to maintain those positions, that we contemplate they will be dissolved out of the budget.
Have you looked at contracting this?
Yes, and we can do it much cheaper in-house.
Any other questions? Tiffany, if you could read the resolution, please.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 28, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the employment of two additional water quality field technicians for the assessment of contact recreation use impairments and watershed planning for five tributaries of the Little Brazos River Project, in parentheses, LBR bacteria assessment.
So moved.
Move for Breeden, second by Barr. Please pull the board.
Chairman DeClewitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Deere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball? Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Robert?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Thank you, Tiffany.
President, may I make a comment, please?
Yes, please.
About the watershed protection plan. While Kent Rendy and Mike Yeltis are the two prima donnas, get all the credit up there, this young lady here is really the one that stands out. She carries the load for this this river authority up there, along with TCEQ. But Tiffany is world class in her knowledge, background, and what have you, and it really represents us so well. I said earlier, I sit in the back of the room and watch this process go, but she's world class.
Tiffany, thank you very much.
These guys here.